This goes to Amanda Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. She's a N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-584-0307. Regarding Susan, middle initial P like Paula, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, date of birth 1/11/1953. Dear Miss Bennett, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Brown with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was November 14th of last year. She reports that her blood sugars have been fluctuating quite a bit, and she really hadn't been very careful about diet or about taking her to jail at all prior to some recent labs. But she has been able to lose 7 pounds since her last visit, and she's still having high blood pressures in the doctor's office and actually at home today. Initially, it was 156 over 100, and then she rechecked it. Within 10 minutes, it was 143 over 104. Still, the diastolic number is too high. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. She has minimal dyspnea on exertion, usually when going upstairs or doing walking up a hill, but not with usual walking on a level surface, and no dyspnea at rest. No orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No current edema. Medication list is reviewed. Her 2JO was increased to 24 units a day. Glipizide, it was 10 milligram twice a day. She's now taking 10 milligram once a day. And also metformin is 750 milligram 2 daily in the morning. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, is 10 milligram daily. Also want to highlight lisinopril, 10 milligram once a day. Physical exam, weight 215 pounds, and blood pressure was 143 over 104 at home. Apparently in the doctor's office within the last week or two, it was 147 over 92. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 26, 2023. Creatinine is 1.11, which is stable. Non-fasting glucose was 362. Electrolytes were normal. Hemoglobin is 13.7 with normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium was 9.23, albumin 3.1, phosphorus 4.1. Vitamin B12 was very low at 135. Hemoglobin A1C was 9.5. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We want to continue labs every 3 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy with elevated blood sugars. Maybe she would do better using a 24-hour blood sugar monitoring machine, like a Dexcom or something. Being on insulin, she probably would be eligible for one. I mentioned that to the patient, and that would be up to you, of course. If blood pressure remains elevated, especially diastolic of 90 to 100, it could be worthwhile to increase her lisinopril from 10 milligram a day up to 15 milligram a day total. So 10 in the morning and, say, 5 milligram at supper time. That would be a good way to proceed very slowly. That would also treat any proteinuria that usually occurs with diabetic nephropathy. So I told her the goal for blood pressure would be 130 to 140 over 80 or less. And the patient verbalized understanding. And we want to have a recheck visit with her in 6 months also. This is Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.